It's Rural Focus, Jared with you this morning, and it's now time to catch up with Dr. Sophie DeMeyer from Murdoch Uni. How are you this morning, Sophie?
Very well, thank you.
Now, we're talking a little bit about Māori ID this morning. Can you give us the story behind it and what it actually is?
Yes, Māori ID is a novel business that is established just this year, but built on 4 years of research expertise that can identify root nodule bacteria in legumes.
And how did it come together at the start, Sophie?
Well, when visiting farms during my research at Murdoch, I frequently had the question from them, are the correct rhizobia inoculants in my legumes? And because of that question, I started to think, we should try and look for an identification tool that can do this quickly and efficiently.
And Sophie, this has been a bit of a problem for farmers in recent times.
Yeah, indeed. The problem for the farmer is that they need to know whether the current inoculant strain is in their legumes in order to get maximum production. So that means they have to buy and apply the inoculant, and that sometimes can be a big exercise. Therefore, it would be convenient for them to test this first if actually the inoculant is the limiting factor holding back their production.
And so how does the solution come about from that?
The solution was Māori ID, which is a quick and reliable tool using the latest mass spectrometry technology to identify rhizobia in legume root nodules. What it actually does, it makes a fingerprint of the nodule that the farmer sends me, and I compare that fingerprint then with a large database with all current inoculant rhizobia and past inoculant rhizobia. So if I get that fingerprint, I can therefore tell who's in the nodule and then give the recommendation to the farmer whether they need to re-inoculate. On top of that, we also supply future recommendations based on the results of these tests. So if there is anything else that we see, we recommend to the farmer, these are the next steps that you have to do to get your production up to scratch.
And obviously the farmers are the customers, Sophie, but who are the specific farmers that you're targeting with this?
So it's a service for all farmers that have a legume component in their system. But I just wanted to highlight that we can deal with the following groups of legumes. It's group AL and AM for the annual and perennial medic, group C for clover, group E for peas and vetch, group F for faba bean and lentil, group G for lupin, group H for soybean, group N for chickpea, and group S for cerradella. So these are all the groups that we can currently deal with. If there is any other legumes that the farmers have, they can get in touch with us and we can see whether we can arrange for the identification as well.
No worries, Sophie. And when is the right time to sample for this?
Right time for sampling is during the growing season, so the plants need to be growing actively, but before flowering. So I really need the root nodules in order to do the test. This means mostly between July to October, depending on where in the country you are and what the weather has been like. I think this year the season will be a bit later since we haven't had much rain in WA. So for ease of sampling, we've produced a sample kit with clear instructions and pre-paced postage that is included.
And if anyone wants to talk a little bit more to you about Māori ID, how do they get in touch?
Well, you can have a look at our website for more information, which is www.mouldyid.com, or get in touch with me, 0451 505456, or via email s.demeyer@mouldyid.com.
And that number again is 0451 505456, or you can visit the Māori ID website, which is maldiid.com, and all the details are up there. Dr. Sophie DeMeyer from Murdoch Uni, it's been great catching up with you, and we look forward to seeing how this helps farmers in the future, and we hope that some farmers can get in touch and be helped by your product.
Thank you very much.